Tyler Bruner back here on our football preview show, and we're talking here with Audubon football head coach Sean Burks. Last season, the Wheelers had a phenomenal season, ending up with a record of 10-2 overall, 5-1 in district play, coming off a trip to state. Coach, always great to catch up with you and see how you're doing.
You bet. Appreciate the coverage that you guys give us preseason, during the season, postseason. You guys do a great job. So thanks for covering our kids year in and year out. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Coach, just wanted to get things started off just talking about how summer workouts have been going and how the team's feeling with the first game coming up.
Yeah, you know, summer workouts went pretty well. With any time you replace a lot of kids, which we're doing this year, you know, summer attendance is really critical. You know, it's not mandatory, but at the same time, you know, every day that you're not there, you know, you're missing out on something. And you know, we just do football for an hour twice a week, starting June 1st. Do a lot of talk-through, walk-through, mental stuff, so that when we get to August, we don't have to spend as much time on some of that mental stuff. So obviously, they're coming in 4 mornings a week, getting faster, getting stronger. So that's always good to see them grow like that. And right now, it's kind of all football in the mind. You know, school hasn't started yet. Baseball's over with. You know, no one else is doing open gyms. So it's one of the few times a year the kids can spend their full attention on one thing. And we're getting better every day. That's all we can ask.
Absolutely right. And you just mentioned it. You graduated quite a large senior class, a very talented group as well, around 12 kids if I counted correctly. Question I wanted to ask you just on that, are there a lot of changes that you're seeing or going to have to see on the offense and defense? And if so, who are some of those guys you're looking on sliding into those empty positions?
There's no hiding the fact that there's a lot of open spots, which is good and bad. You know, we'll obviously take some lumps early in the year. There'll be a lot of chances to grow, but also at the same time, it gives a lot of kids that have taken a back road behind a couple, really salty senior classes that have taken a lot of that varsity playing time that now get to be the guys. So the Gavins and the Bradens and the Joeys and you go right on down the list of guys. You know, before them it was Ethan and Joel, and before them it was, you know, Skylar and Caden and those guys. So we've had a really good run, and some of those names were kind of everyday names. Kind of everyone in the area kind of knew them, and now we're excited to put some new guys out there. It's still early, you know. It's still, you know, our second week. It's because it's week one. Obviously, it's week two for us with the week zero game. So we've gotten 6 practices under our belts. We've gotten our 2 helmet days and our 3 shoulder pad days. Saturday we went full contact with full pads for the first time. So we're starting to see some separation, but it's still so early and we still have so many open spots. It's hard to say how it's all going to shake out.
Talk to me about some of the guys you've seen in the early parts of this practice and this summer that have really kind of jumped off the board to you.
Cooper Nielsen's a returning senior for us. He's an all-district kid. You know, he'll play on the O-line and D-line for us. Gavin Larson's another senior, another all-district kid, for play some linebacker and play some O-line for us. So those are our 2 main contributors back from last year. Manny Byswinger, his brother Matt went down. He stepped right in that corner for us last year, came up with the game-sealing interception over at Waco, and really did a nice job holding his own when he got a chance to play last year. So he's another senior that's going to be expected to have a corner spot, but then on offense he'll finally, you know, get a chance to do something for us, and we could snap it to him. We could put him at tailback. We could put him outside at receiver. He's an athlete. We need to find ways to get him the ball. You know, Evan Alt's been a kid that, you know, has kind of been our JV running back the last few years. That, you know, we're starting to see what he can do. He's also played some JV quarterback for us. So you know, Evan and Manny are really the two that we're trying to figure out where they're going to play, because we know it's their time to start getting some carries. And then, you know, Aaron Olson's a sophomore for us. He was our backup quarterback last year. At times, as a freshman, got a few carries in the season, including, you know, with some varsity run there at Montezuma when we wanted to get Gavin out of the game. You know, between Aaron and Manny and Evan, you know, those are probably the 3 guys that are going to probably touch the ball the most. And we're still trying to figure out, you know, who else can play tight end, who can play outside receiver, who can bump around based on where those guys line up, because, you know, everything kind of shifts a little bit based on who's at quarterback, who's at running back, who's at slot. And, you know, Gavin and Cooper are trying to figure out, you know, who's that third line, you know, who's going to be up front with them. And we've got some healthy competition on that side. And defensively, you know, Cooper's going to anchor our D-line, and Gavin's going to anchor our linebackers, and Manny's going to anchor our safeties. And then we're trying to figure out how we're going to fill in the other 5 spots, you know, and we can be very multiple. We can change how many down linemen we have or how many backers we have based on the skill set of our guys. And so we're really trying to evaluate, you know, if we want to be an even front or an odd front based on, you know, the guys that are going to step up. So we've got a lot of guys trying for positions, and it's been healthy, and hopefully it sorts itself out, and hopefully that continues to build some depth, because, you know, where you start week 0 and week 1 is oftentimes not where you end up even by the middle of the season.
Where that you guys got last year, obviously it was a good success to get to the state tournament, but I know you guys are hungry for more. So what's going to be some of those things this season you're going to work on with the guys to just get better from last season?
Yeah, I think for our kids this year, you know, it's being a new team and a new identity. So the biggest thing for us is trying to figure out what our roles are and what our leadership looks like, because we're missing a lot of production, and with a lot of production is also a lot of leadership. So for us right now, we're just looking to figure out who's going to be leaders, who's going to step up, who's going to do what's necessary, who's going to coach up their teammates, and understand that, you know, our film on week zero and you know, 2 weeks from now, it's probably not going to look very clean, but the mental side of things has to be cleaned up. And that's where we're at right now. Of, we can't afford to not know an assignment or, you know, an alignment piece. We got to go line up and know the coverage. And if we have some physical mistakes, that's going to happen. We can live with those. Those we can coach up and keep getting better at that as the year goes. So right now it's just getting it so that the mental side of things becomes automatic. You know, last year's team, I said it very openly, was a really high IQ team. You know, our seniors last year really lived and breathed sports, and it showed in all their sports, you know, with those guys. So, and now it's this next team's chance to prove that things aren't going to drop off there. So just get it so that the mental side of things is an automatic, so the physical things can follow, and then we'll get better week by week, because, you know, our schedule is going to be brutal, and we know that, and we have to just kind of take it day by day and week by week and get a little bit better every day so that we can be in a position to have success by the end of the season.
And, you know, that sort of leads into my next question. Just knowing the success that last year's team saw, are the guys feeling pressured at all by the success of last season's team, and how are you approaching this season with the guys knowing where they got last season?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think we don't really talk about it this time of the year, but sometimes some things go without being said. When we show up, you know, whether it's the summertime or the fall, you know, the guys know. It kind of goes without being said, but we will go ahead and put some goals out there. Pretty much every year, the goals are in order to make the playoffs, win your district, make the dome. And, you know, last year was a team that checked all three of those. And, you know, this year, you know, it really starts with that first one, make the playoffs. And to make the playoffs, you got to take care of your district games. In order to take care of your district games, you got to get better in the non-district. So for us, you know, we've got two games right away that are non-district with Winfield, Mount Union, and Southeast Warren that are real possibilities to win their districts. And then we hop into district play with Boyer Valley, who pushed for a playoff spot last year. And then we hop back out of non-district and play Fremont Mills, who's an obvious favorite to win their district as well. So, you know, we'll know in the first 4 weeks with playing four teams from four different districts. We only have one district game in there. So we've got those first 4 weeks to try to get better, try to improve ourselves, you know, put our best foot forward. And then we can kind of attack the second half of the season when we really hop into district play for good. And then we go Exira, Cam, West Harrison, Coon, Woodbine to end it. And that'll really decided if we're still in it by then or not. And you know, for right now, it's a matter of day by day, game by game, because we don't have the firepower, we don't have the experience, and we don't have the schedule. They don't line up. There's been some years with some of our teams, some of our schedules, that we go, okay, well, you know, that team's got 12 players, or are they even gonna have a game? And we could probably show up with our JV and beat them. And this year our schedule is brutal. You know, we've got, you know, arguably all nine teams on our schedule could really compete for a playoff spot in any district or across the state. There's just no weeks where we can take off. And so we've got to make sure we're healthy and ready to go, because if we start getting nicked up and beat up, it's going to be a really long season, because we're going to need our guys for four quarters every single Friday, and it's going to be a grind.
Let's talk about just that week zero game. You talked about Winfield, Mount Union. They're a solid team from Eastern Iowa, another Eastern Iowa team you're going to have to go up against. Have you seen what they look like so far this season, or what can fans really expect from that team, and what are you doing to prepare for them?
As of right now, you know, all we're doing is worrying about us, but from what I gather, you know, they've got a Division I kid that's committed to play at Iowa, you know, 6'4", 230, that'll be their dude. They'll snap it to him, and he'll run it, or he'll throw it, and they run their offense a lot like we do. In fact, you know, their Coach McCarty, has done an awesome job building that program. He's someone that goes to clinics a lot. He runs a podcast where he talks to other coaches. He does a really good job networking, and, you know, he's a guy that they took a lot of our offensive stuff after a clinic. I was honored to see that they were running some of our stuff, and he kind of reached out a couple of years ago and asked some questions. And when I pulled up their film now, it does look a lot like us. And, you know, they run a lot of the same formations and same schemes as we run. They're red and white. So it'll be interesting. It'll be, which does make it a little bit easier for us to prep, because we're, you know, we're familiar with those formations and concepts. That they've got their own little spin on things, but we also don't have anyone that's 6'4", 240, a Division I athlete to replicate that. So tackling will definitely be a focus week zero, because that kid is the real deal. So it'll be a good test. Now, it's a neutral site game at Martinsdale on a Saturday. Should be a fun little atmosphere there, and we're looking forward to it, and it'll be a challenge.
Coach, we're literally a few weeks away, kind of wrapping everything up here for kind of the summer workouts, hanging into practice here. Final thoughts you have on everything that's happened so far and just the upcoming season?
Well, just hopefully we can continue to get through without any major injuries. You know, it's one of those things, our roster's a little bit smaller. We're a little bit less experienced, so every day's a chance to get better. And for those kids' sake, hopefully they can keep competing and keep pushing one another so we can get ready to go. Because, like we said, it's going to be a long season. It's going to be a grind week in and week out. And we always look forward to when we finally get to start playing games. It seems like the season goes by a little faster there, where in August when you're hitting against your teammates, sometimes the dog days of August really wear on you. And well, again, we're less than 2 weeks out from that game, and we're excited.
Well, Coach, again, like you said, a few weeks out from that first game. We wish you good luck against Winfield Mount Union coming up in week 0, and obviously we'll catch up with you all throughout the season.
Thank you. Appreciate it.